0-2 count once again to Kelson Johnson. I mean, there's plenty of options to get on out to Witter Field. Of course, you've got the general admission seating and the bleachers and plenty of opportunities to get in as this one just misses away on the 1-2 count. Not just that, but there's also plenty of other upgrades that you can get as well. The VIP section, the home run club, always great to get to see the fans out there. And of course, the famous Kraft River and Rat Trap as this one is pieced towards center field. That gets on down for a hit into the right center gap, going all the way back to the warning trap. And Kelson Johnson is over to second base. He knocks this one up at 5-5. RBI double after working a few pitches from Cannon Restine. Jaron Cotton comes home to score. And three more runs come off the line of Zach Crotchfeldt. So now a 5-5 game. Runner on second base with two outs. And the right-handed left fielder, Marcus Romero, up at the plate. Pickoff attempt back to second. Keeps Johnson on the base paths. Johnson already has a stolen base this game. He stole second back in the fourth inning. Johnson now a pair of RBIs, 2-for-2, and pitch coming home to Romero, misses high for ball number one. Restine trying to find the strike zone here, and it's so annoying when Von Dulac is just able to foul off so many pitches. And it's taxing on these guys as this one is fouled away, brings it 1-1. I mean, you're trying to keep your pitch count low, and you're trying to record outs as well, but it's just hard to do both of those against this Fond du Lac team. That's what's led to really so many of their wins this season when you look at it. They are 500. 1-1 count coming in. That one's to the right side of the infield. Ruiz running up on it. He'll throw it over to first in time. 4-3 on the putout for out number three. But three runs come across for the Dockspiders on three hits. There were no errors, and there was one runner left on base. It's tied at five heading into the sixth inning when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, it looks like this one's going to come down to the final four innings. We're tied at five here at Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. The Raptors hitting the road here. It's their only road game in between two home games and three home games afterwards. They play five out of six games at home before they get to that long road trip next week. Not this week, but next week. And so they're hoping to get themselves some momentum as they currently sit on a three-game losing streak. Top of the sixth inning coming your way, and the first batter is Pat Costin, who takes the first pitch for strike number one. Costin leads off the inning. Nick Adrian on deck with Eric Parker two up in the hole. 0-1 count, misses outside and brings it 1-1. New pitcher onto the mound for the Dock Spiders. It's Tanis Lang. Lang, a left-handed pitcher, so a switch of handedness as a breaking ball misses a little inside on Costin to bring it 2-1. And Costin, he is 1-for-2 on the game, singled back in the third inning. Came around to score as well. He's the 8-hole batter for the Rafters as this pitch is high for ball number 3. And Eric Parker, he is the leadoff man. He would be back up for the fourth time in the game. But he's not up for a couple batters as this one misses low in the dirt and bounces way high off the plate, nearly goes back off into the stands. And, well, either way, it's ball number 4, and Pat Costin heads over to first base. It's his second time on base. And so the Rafters lead off the sixth inning with a base runner. And they have now had 4 leadoff men reach base throughout the game. 4 of the 6 innings, their leadoff man has reached. Pitch coming home to Nick Adrian. It misses outside for ball number 1. And Adrian, it's been a matter of time until you started to see that bat come along. And I talked to him a little bit, and he was saying, man, I'm hitting the ball well, but I'm frustrated as he swings and misses. Brings it to a 1-1 count. Said it's tough, but I got to keep trusting that I'm going to get these hits. Well, he got a hit today already. 1-1 count down the third base line. It's foul on the chopper, and it brings it 1-2. He's 1-for-1 today with a hit by pitch and a single. Both times he came around to score on Mason Oñate's hits. So a little bit of a power duo right there. But Adrian's got to get on base here. He's got a runner ahead of him on first. That's Pat Costin. Nobody out in the top of the sixth. The 1-2 count is in there. Called strike 3. Got him looking. And that's the first out of the sixth inning. Costin stays on first base. And it brings up Eric Parker with one away. Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop from the University of Georgia, and had a few plate appearances for the Bulldogs this past season. The number 10 in the nation ranked Bulldogs, I should say. Trying to become a more and more key piece as this one's hit back up the middle. It gets by the glove of the pitcher, Lang. It's picked up by the second baseman who tries to double clutch over to first and can't make the throw in time, as it's run out by Parker. So he gets an infield single as it's his second hit of the game. Pat Costin goes over to second base on the hit, and the Rafters have a runner on first and second with only one out in the top of the sixth. Fifth inning saw 3 runs from both teams. Prior to that point, it was tied 2-2 for the first 4 innings. We'll see if it's more of an offensive game the rest of the way as this pitch misses low for ball number 1 to Mason Oñate, and both runners advance as it gets away from Jonathan Fitz. Wild pitch sends Eric Parker over to second base and Pat Costin home. Oñate, he's already got 3 RBIs in the game. He's 2-for-3. With a single and a double, and also he scored a run back in the fifth. 1-0 count coming home. It misses high for ball number 2. And his batting average not nearly as high as his on-base percentage. I mean, that's just one of the things that you see from him. It's the way that he approaches the game. He says, hey, any way that I can get on base, that's what I'm trying to do. As he grounds this one towards the right side of the infield, picked up by the first baseman. He'll toss it to Lang, who covers first base. But the Rafters score a run on it. They take the lead. It's the 4th RBI of the game for Mason Oñate as it's a 3-1 ground out. Eric Parker advances over to third base, and Pat Costin comes home to score. 6-5 Rafters in the top of the sixth inning, and Gunnar Myrow steps up to the plate. Myrow has picked up a hit in each of his first three games for the Rafters, sees the first breaking ball from Lang hit the outside for strike number one, 0-1 count. Two outs, runner on third base in the top of the sixth. Lang trying to get out of this without further damage. Another breaking ball, but this time it misses away to bring it back even, 1-1 the count. And Myrow, right-handed hitting center fielder from UNLV, made his debut with the Rafters two games ago. This pitch outside for ball number two, and went 1-for-4 in his debut, 1-for-3 last night with his first RBI. And he's already gotten an RBI in this game, looking for his first multi-RBI game. 2-1 count, he swings and misses at a high heater. And that is, I mean, that's just one of the favorite pitches for me to watch. I tell you what. I mean, there's great breaking balls and sliders, and of course those are always going to look pretty, but the high heater, when you get a swing and a miss, it's beautiful. As this one misses low, and it comes inside, and that one hits Gunnar Myrow as it bounced up, and so he will take his base with a hit-by-pitch. Rafters now have runners on the corners with two outs in the top of the sixth inning. Royce Clayton Jr. looking for his first RBI since making his return. And hasn't been the game that he was hoping for, but he's been working strong plate appearances. He's seen at least five pitches in every plate appearance as this one misses away for ball number one. And his last time up, he struck out swinging in the fifth inning. Flew out to center field, though, in the third, and it wasn't a bad hit ball. 1-0 count is high for ball number two. And earlier in the season, Royce Clayton Jr. led the team in extra base hits. He had three doubles really quickly in the year. He played 10 of the first 12 games as this one misses outside for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count, and well, he's been held out since June 5th. But back in the lineup today, he's in left field after previously being utilized mostly as the center fielder. Moved over to left field to make space for Gunnar Myrow. This pitch misses inside. He'll flip the bat. He's on to base for the second time today. And hey, any way to make it work, he moves the runner from first, Gunnar Myrow, over to second base. And the Rafters have the bases loaded in the top of the sixth. It's still just a one-run game. And watch out, because it's time for Noah Ruiz. Ruiz, the league leader in RBIs. He's got 27 on the season. He could add 28, maybe 29, maybe 30, maybe 31 if he's really feeling it. As the first pitch is on the outside edge for strike number one. Now, I'm hoping that he's feeling it. The wind out here, kind of dead out there in center field, but not where I'm sitting right now. It's certainly picking up. Wind slightly pushing back in from center field to home plate. 0-1 count right across the middle brings the count 0-2. And Ruiz in the game so far, he's 0-2 with a walk and grounded into a double play back in the second inning. Wants to make something happen here. He's staying patient with the 0-2 count. Pitch coming home. It's fouled back. He'll stay alive. And that's what he did back in the fifth inning when he worked the walk. He just had to work from behind. Saw eight pitches before drawing the walk. Hoping to do whatever it takes to get on base here against Tanis Lang. Righty-lefty matchup. 0-2 count. Breaking ball misses high for ball number one. And that one is a looping breaking ball that you can see. 76 miles an hour on the gun. And bases still loaded for the Rafters, up 6-5 in the top of the sixth inning. 1-2 count with two outs. To Ruiz, it misses high to bring it 2-2. Ruiz entered today batting .368 on the season. You talk about extra base hits, he leads the team with six of them. 2-2 count on the way is a fly ball down the right field line, reaching towards out of play, and it bounces just in front of the inflatable over there and remains a 2-2 count. Ruiz about to see pitch number 7, and this is one of the things that he does so well is he just fights up there. Here's the 2-2 count on the way, and another fly ball down the right field line. Should reach out of play, and it does. And, well, you can see by the amount that it kind of flies in the air, he's got the power to hit one really wherever he wants. He hit one over right center field. It wasn't even straightaway center field. It was right center field. That's the opposite field for Noah Ruiz in the ninth inning last night. 2-2 count. This one's ripped down the right field line, but once again, it's foul. Pitch number 9 on the way from Lang, and certainly working up his pitch count. Lang is now at 30 pitches on the inning. Few more and he might not be able to come back out for the next. 2-2 count on the way. This one's hit towards center field. It's dropping and it gets down for a hit. One run will score. Here comes Gunnar Miro on home, and it's a 2 RBI single for the Northwoods League leader. He gives the Rafters an 8-5 advantage in the top of the sixth. Big RBI single from Noah Ruiz, and once again, Nasty Noah comes up clutch. Royce Clayton Jr. over to third base on it. Gunnar Miro came home to score, and so did Eric Parker. 8-5 in the top of the sixth inning. The Rafters runners on the corners for the right-handed hitter Madden Acco with 2 outs. The first pitch to him misses outside for ball number 1. Acco still looking for hit number 2 on the game. He's picked up 2 hits in each of the last 4 games. He's 1-for-2 in the game. Runner takes off from first, and it bounces away from the catcher Fitz. And now heading over to third is Ruiz, but Fitz can't throw it down there, so another run will come home to score. And it's 9-5 Rafters in the top of the sixth. Noah Ruiz steals second. Heads off for third on the wild pitch. And Royce Clayton Jr. comes home on the wild pitch as well. 2-0 count to Madden Acco. Rafters a runner on third base with 2 outs. Up 4 runs in the sixth. This pitch on the outside edge called for a strike. 2-1 count to Acco, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-lefty matchup. Chris Diaz on deck, 2-1 count, misses outside, 3-1, and that is the 35th pitch of the inning, which means that Tanis Lang won't be eligible to come back next inning. The second time that we've seen that today, where a pitcher has gone the 35, the 3-1 count is a grounder towards shortstop, takes a weird hop off the grass, the throw back across the diamond is in time, as it goes 6-3 in the books, and that does it for the sixth inning. But the Rafters put up 4 runs thanks to the 2 hits. There were no errors, and there was 1 left on base. It's 9-5 Wisconsin Rapids heading into the bottom of the sixth here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Cannon Restine gets to record just one out for the rafters before they turn to a new pitcher. Bottom of the sixth inning here, and the rafters get Espen Simpson out there as Simpson looks to get rolling along as the Rafters scored four runs in the top of the sixth inning. They scored three runs in the top of the fifth inning as well. So seven runs over the past two innings. Offense is clicking. Got to see if the pitching can follow suit. 9-5 lead, and the first pitch from Espen Simpson misses outside for ball number one to Jalen Gellings. Gellings, the right-handed batter. He's going up against the righty on the mound in Espen Simpson. 1-0 count. Misses high and tight, brings it 2-0. Simpson relieves Restine as he went a third of an inning, allowing one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no hit by pitch, no wild pitches. Two batters faced on nine pitches. 2-0 count is in there for strike number one to Gellings. Along with that, closing up Zach Crotchfeldt's book after the inning, he went 2 2/3 innings, allowing four hits, four runs, all four were earned, two walks, three strikeouts, no hit batters, two wild pitches. This one fouled back by Gellings. Brings it 2-2. And Crotchfeldt threw a total of 61 pitches. Espen Simpson into the game and hoping to make something happen on the mound. He is another guy who, after a rough start, he really has looked good recently and gets a called strike number three on Jalen Gellings. He's down for the second time this game. And Espen Simpson starts off with a strikeout. Big time pickup there. It's one out in the bottom of the sixth inning as it brings back up the top of the order Patrick Graham, James Hankerson Jr. He's due up on deck. Bases empty for the Dock Spiders. They are down four runs. And Espen Simpson, his last time out was 5 days ago back at Lakeshore. First pitch from Simpson, misses outside to Graham for ball number one, and he went one inning, didn't allow a run on just the one hit against the Chinooks. Prior to that, he recorded nine outs facing just eight batters, as this one is a high fly ball into deep right field, but should be playable, and it is caught in right by Chris Diaz for out number two. Brings up James Hankerson Jr. as Simpson keeps looking to work through. I mean, talk about dominance. I mean, Espen Simpson, one of the more dominant pitchers we've seen for the Rafters outside of maybe Zach Crotchfeldt. But he had recorded nine outs facing just eight batters back on June 5th against Royal Oak. And that was after he went three innings without an earned run on June 2nd at Lakeshore. First pitch on home to James Hankerson Jr. misses high for ball number one. Hankerson is 0-3 on the game so far. Struck out back in the first inning, but he's put the ball into play the last two times as this one misses high again. 2-0 the count. His last time up, Hankerson flew out to center field in the fifth inning, and he lined out to second in the third inning. 2-0 count with T.P. Wentworth on deck, and that's right across the plate for strike number one. 2-1 the count. Drew Thompson started off the game for the Rafters. He went two innings, allowing just one run. Crotchfeldt, 2 2/3 innings, allowing four runs as that pitch is in there for a strike. Now 2-2. Cannon Restine, a third of an inning without a run allowed, and Espen Simpson now into the game for the Rafters. Been back and forth throughout the first half of this game, but the Rafters hoping that this four-run lead that they've built up can stay in their favor. 2-2 count misses inside and rolls full 3-2 for Hankerson. Still looking to get on base for the first time today. And on the other side, the Dockspiders finally got to see a different pitcher today. 3-2 count just inside for ball number four. Simpson was thinking that was strike number three walking off, but he'll be back out there ready to go against the new batter as it's T.P. Wentworth. Wentworth into the batter's box. He is a left-handed hitting center fielder for the Dockspiders. He's got a runner on first base with two outs in the bottom of the sixth. Still a four-run Rafters lead as they scored four in the top of the sixth. The runner on first, Hankerson. Haven't seen him much as his pitch misses high for ball number one. This is the first time the Rafters have seen him on the base paths as he wasn't with the team earlier in the season when they played, and he was not in the lineup last game either. 1-0 count, misses high to bring it 2-0. Simpson missing his footing a little bit, it seems like, and losing the accuracy. So hoping to re-find his spot. Simpson, the guy from Butler University, is that pitch is in there for strike number one, a 2-1 count. And Espen, spelled just like the famous TV channel, ESPN. Hoping to make a highlight of his own here. 2-1 count. Can't get the strike call as it just misses upstairs for ball number three. A 3-1 count. Wentworth, the center fielder for the Dockspiders. He's 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the fifth inning. Also came around to score on it after stealing second base. This one popped up, though. Should end the inning. Trailing over to it. Oñate at third. He will catch it a few feet to the side of that left field line, and that is out number three. So Espen Simpson comes in, has a pretty good sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on base. It's 9-5 Rafters heading into the seventh here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Swing for the fences with Solaris FiberFast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head-to-head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at Solaris.net.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
9-5, the Rafters lead in the top of the seventh here, and the Rafters are feeling pretty dang good about the way things have gone for them today. The offense certainly clicking as one, and the pitching not too bad. Similar to yesterday, but the defense really taking a step forward, and that is a huge thing to see. And, well, looking at games this season, the Rafters, when leading after six innings, they are 4-1 on the season. So they have a good track record when it comes to holding down the lead late, but they've got to do it here. Up four runs in the top of the seventh. Chris Diaz leads off. The first pitch is taken inside for ball number one. Chris Diaz will be followed by Pat Costin and Nick Adrian, who's due up this inning. The 7-8-9 batters for the Rafters. 1-0 count, misses inside to bring it 2-0. Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder. It's a lefty-righty matchup as a new pitcher has entered the game for the Dock Spiders. It's Gunnar Gilmore. Gilmore into the game for Fond du Lac. Misses this one high for ball number three. A 3-0 count, and Gilmore comes from Air Force, where he is just a freshman, native of Olive Branch, Mississippi. 6'2", 190, right-hander. The 3-0 is a little inside, not quite, and called for a strike. Chris Diaz thought it was a little inside. He had pulled back on the bunt attempt. Showed bunt. I'm interested to see if he'll do it again on the 3-1 count. And this time he swings fully but fouls it back to bring the count full. So now Diaz will be fighting to stay alive. He's 0-for-3 in the game, and the beer batter for the game, and yet to strike out. 3-2 count, misses away, and he still won't do it as Chris Diaz leads off the seventh inning with a base runner aboard for the Rafters. Now, 5 of the 7 innings, the Rafters' leadoff man has reached base. That tends to work out pretty well for you, as it has this game. And the innings passed, where the Rafters had the leadoff man reached, they've scored in all but one of them, as this one's a ground ball to the left side of the infield by Costin. Lofty throw over to first. It's not in time, and even if it was, it took the man off the bag. So ends up being an infield single for Pat Costin. Back-to-back base runners aboard for the Rafters. Chris Diaz goes from first to second. Pat Costin is at first. And now Nick Adrian at the plate with nobody out and two runners on. Now Nick Adrian up into the batter's box. Adrian looking to have a big game. He's already scored twice. He singled back in the fifth inning, but his last time up, it was a strikeout looking, and that a nasty breaking ball that drops right in there for strike number one. Brings it to an 0-1 count. Adrian was hit by a pitch back in the third inning as well. On the season, entered today batting 121. The 0-1 count misses high to bring it 1-1. And Adrian, I mean, his numbers don't really show how effective he's been. And, well, the results haven't shown it. The 1-1 count misses low and away to bring it 2-1. But, I mean, you can tell visually his improvements game after game. You know, start of the season, you could kind of tell he was a little frazzled at the plate. But it really only took him a couple games to kind of get those feet under him. And more recently, been getting some good hits on the baseball as the 2-1 count is fouled away down that third baseline. Brings it 2-2. And, well, today, 1-for-2 from the plate with the hit-by-pitch. 2 runs scored, you'll take that for sure. But hoping to do some more damage and keep working the count against Gunnar Gilmore. It's a 2-2 count. On the way home, the pitch coming is a little outside for ball number three. It is a full count. Looking a little more at Gunnar Gilmore. He's appeared in 4 games for the Dock Spiders. Pickoff attempt back to second base. And eventually, the second baseman, Matt Hansen, walked over to the bag and was able to pick it up, but he wasn't there at first. Wasn't going to get the pickoff either way. Full count to Nick Adrian. Runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the seventh. This pitch misses high and inside, and Adrian ducks out of the way and will take his base. He's on for the third time today, and they are loaded with nobody out in the top of the seventh. Rafters really looking to add some cushion to their advantage. They already lead by 4, but would love to make it some more. And Eric Parker will have the chance to do so. Parker had an infield single back in the 6th inning, and one ripped through that third short gap back in the 5th inning as well. Runners on first, second, and third, and Parker swings and misses at the first pitch to bring it 0-1. Parker, right-handed hitting shortstop from the University of Georgia. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Gilmore this season, he's allowed just 3 earned runs, but in danger of doing a lot more damage here. The 0-1 count is on the lower outside edge for strike number 2. Called, and Parker doesn't like it. Last 2 times out, Gunnar Gilmore has not allowed an earned run. He has not allowed an earned run against anyone other than Wisconsin Rapids. 4 appearances, and the only one that he allowed a run in, an earned run, I should say, was against the Rafters. Time called at the plate. Actually, that's a pitch clock violation. Ball number 1 to Eric Parker. So just avoiding that pitch was Parker. So now a 1-2 count, thanks to the automatic ball. On deck, Mason Onyade. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1-2 count to Eric Parker in the 7th inning. This one's a high chopper over to third base. They'll get the force out at home, trying to get him back at first, and just in time, double play. That's a beauty. 5-2-3 on the double play. They get the lead runner, and they get the guy at first. And it brings up Mason Onyade with 2 outs and runners on 2nd and 3rd. Well, Pat Costin went over to 3rd on it, and Nick Adrian, he's on 2nd, but nobody on 1st, as the first pitch to Onyade misses inside for ball number 1. Onyade has 4 RBIs in the game already. He's driven in 4 of the Rafters' 9 runs, looking to make his 5th run driven in, as this one is inside for ball number 2, a 2-0 count. And he is 2-for-4 in the game, with a run scored and a stolen base as well. No strikeouts for him. He grounded out 3-1 back in the 6th, but it was an RBI. 2-0 count. This one's ripped down the first base line. Picked up over there by the first baseman. Flips it over to Gilmore, and that's in time for out number 3. So the Rafters can't manage to score a run despite loading the bases with nobody out. No runs on the 1 hit. There were no errors and 2 runners left on base. But the Rafters still got a big lead. They're up 9-5 into the 7th inning stretch here from Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We'll be back after this on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Espen Simpson had a pretty good 6th inning, so he'll be back out here for the bottom of the 7th. It's 9-5 Rafters here from Hare Baker Field, and the Rafters trying to get back in the win column. They dropped their last three in a row, but prior to that, they had been on a three-game win streak. Over their last six games, they still are 3-3. Looking for the winning record over their last seven if they can get the win today. This one up the middle, diving Ruiz, not able to bring it into his glove. Instead, he knocks it in front of him, and it's a leadoff infield single for Matt Hansen. He's on for the fourth time today, and man, that guy, the Rafters just can't figure him out. Doesn't matter when, doesn't matter where, Hansen just always does damage against the Rafters. Bottom of the seventh, I think it means it's time to look at some of the scores from around the league. Runner on first base with nobody out. It's Matt Hansen. Jonathan Fitz up at the plate. First pitch is a little outside for ball number one. Fitz is 0-3 with three strikeouts. Simpson looking for strikeout number four, but really just out number four. You'd probably prefer the double play in this point. 1-0 count is fouled back into the netting. Brings it 1-1. On deck, Jaron Cotton, who's reached all three times. And Kelson Johnson has also reached all three times, who's immediately following that. Runner on first base, a 1-1 count with nobody out. Righty-righty matchup on the way. It misses low and in the dirt, and a good pickup from Nick Adrian. Brings it to a 2-1 count and keeps Hansen on first. Wausau Woodchucks at Kalamazoo, and the Growlers up 13-4 in the top of the ninth. Wilmer and Bismarck, that game is over. The Larks won 2-1 over the Stingers. In Rockford, the Rivets up 9-4 in the bottom of the eighth against Royal Oak. That pitch misses outside to bring it 3-1 for Fitz. The Green Bay Rockers took down the Traverse City Pittsbitters. That's who the Rafters are going to be taking on tomorrow. The Pittsbitters now 9-11, while the Rockers are 11-9. This one popped up, shallow center field. Running up to it is Miro, and he will catch it for out number one. Runner stays at first base. And there's now one away in the bottom of the seventh inning. Runner staying on first base brings up Jaron Cotton. And Cotton, having reached all three times so far, he's hoping to keep that rolling along. More in the league, it is a 13-0 Kenosha lead at home over Battle Creek in the top of the seventh. Top of the fifth in Eau Claire, as this one is hit well towards left field. Going on the run, Clayton, and he will make the catch a few steps in front of the warning track for out number two. Pretty quick second out, keeps that runner on first base again, and that's the first time that either Cotton or Kelson Johnson has been retired this game. Throw in Matt Hansen if you want to as well. All three of them have been perfect up until that point. Now just two batters remain perfect on the Doc Spiders squad, and well, hoping to reduce that to one here as Espen Simpson tries to retire Kelson Johnson for out number three. This pitch on the outside edge is called for strike number one. In Eau Claire, Thunder Bay up 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth. It's tied at zero in the top of the third between Duluth and Rochester. And neither of the other four games have begun yet, as this pitch was fouled away to bring it 0-2 for Kelson Johnson. Espen Simpson, man, I mean, he is looked great out here. Even still, he's really, his last three appearances have all been great, as this one he fouls off and keeps it 0-2. And you look back to some of the things that he's done this season. He's worked out with runners on base and limited runners from scoring. He hasn't allowed an earned run in the last 8 1/3 innings. This one over to third base. Oñate, a spin throw over to first. Oh, man, what a play by the third baseman for the Rafters. Mason Oñate, 5-3 on the putout, and that does it for the seventh inning. No runs on the one hit, no errors, and one left on base for the Dock Spiders. It's still 9-5 heading into the eighth inning. Rafters trying to add some more when we come back here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Knife Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Rafters trying to get back in the win column here, and well, they're up four runs, well on their way to doing so with just two innings to go. Rafters have a chance to add some more to their lead here in the top of the eighth inning. It's 9-5 as the Rafters will be led off by their 3-4-5 batters, Gunnar Myrow, Royce Clayton Jr., and Noah Ruiz. Myrow at the plate here. He's a right-handed hitting center fielder. He takes on the right-hander Gunnar Gilmore as the first pitch is outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Myrow 1-for-3 on the game with an RBI and a run scored. Also struck out one time. 1-0 count on the way. This one's a fly ball towards right field, reaching towards the foul line. It is caught by the right fielder Kelson Johnson for out number one. Brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with one away and the base is empty in the top of the eighth. The Rafters have out-hit the Dock Spiders 10-7, but as opposed to last night, I mean, this has been a very clean game. No errors for either team here, and that was the big difference in last night's game. And it's shown on the scoreboard here now that the Rafters have cleaned it up. First pitch to Clayton, misses high for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And it would have been an 8-4 Rafters win if there weren't any unearned runs that scored. 1-0 count, drops in there to bring it 1-1. However, five unearned runs came across for the Dock Spiders, and that's the reason that they won 9-8. Today, those errors have been taken back. Rafters playing very conservatively out here. 1-1 count, check swing. Did he go? Yeah, he did. 1-2 count on a pitch that had missed the zone away, but couldn't hold back on the swing, and Clayton goes just over halfway. It's a 1-2 count with one away for the right-handed hitting left fielder. And this pitch, a breaking ball that misses high and brings it 2-2. Clayton 0-2 in the game. He struck out swinging in the fifth. His last time up, though, it was that walk that he came around to score on back in the sixth inning. He also was hit by a pitch in the second. 2-2 count, popped up middle infield, and the second baseman dropping back towards it. Matt Hansen is under it for out number two. Two up, two down in the eighth inning as Gunnar Gilmore has now retired his last four batters faced. And one of them he induced a double play on back in the seventh inning. So has really picked it up after struggling out the gates in the seventh inning there. He had a walk, a single, and a walk to lead off his appearance. really worked it in. He has yet to allow a run this game as the breaking ball is on the outside edge for strike number one. Noah Ruiz up at the plate. RBI leader in the Northwoods League. He's got 29 on the season. 0-1 count. Misses inside to bring it 1-1. Ruiz 1-for-3 on the game today. Two RBIs, a single, a walk, a stolen base, and also grounded into a double play all the way back in the second. 1-1 count, a breaking ball that is called for a strike, but Ruiz felt like he had to duck out of the way on that one. 1-2 to the right-handed hitting second baseman. Righty-righty matchup, and Gilmore looking to go 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. Keep us rolling along here on a very beautiful Father's Day afternoon. That pitch outside misses for ball number two. A 2-2 count. Here in Fond du Lac, the Rafters will have, well, not too long of a drive back home to Wisconsin Rapids. This one to the left side of the infield, picked up over by the shortstop. He'll throw it off of one leg over to first base and in time for out number three. So three up, three down in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And the Rafters up 9-5 when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
It's coming into clutch time here in Fond du Lac as the Rafters hope to lock this one down. They have a four-run lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. Espen Simpson still working for the Rafters. He's been dominant so far in his two innings of work. Hoping to keep it rolling into his third inning. He'll be taking on the 8-9-1 batters in the lineup for the Dock Spiders. That's Marcus Romero, Jalen Gellings, and Patrick Graham. At the plate, Romero sends the first pitch that he sees high in the sky towards center field. On the run out there, it's caught by Gunnar Myro for out number one. One pitch, one away in the eighth inning, and brings up Jalen Gellings. Five outs to get for the Rafters to come home with some good news to Wisconsin Rapids. They'll be taking on three straight home games starting tomorrow. Trying to get that momentum back. Trying to get some swagger, you know, as they kind of had it before they dropped a few, as this one misses low and outside for ball number one. And really, you got to look at each of the past few losses. Outside of the, I mean, even the 21-7 loss, there were still bright spots in that game. 1-0 count is in there for strike number one, a 1-1 count. And in every game that the Rafters have lost over these last three, there have been really, truly bright spots. Not even just, hey, you know, take it with a grain of salt, as that one is inside and hits Jalen Gellings. That did not look comfortable as he wore that one, so walks on down to first base after taking a few steps towards his own dugout just to kind of brush it off. Looks like he's all good, thankfully, and walks on down to first base. Jalen Gellings on first with one away, and it brings up the top of the order for the Dock Spiders, Patrick Graham. Graham at the plate. He is the leadoff man in the order. He is the fifth batter, or the fifth time up at the plate. So Patrick Graham stepping into the batter's box. Well, it would be until we figure this out. The home plate umpire discussing something with both coaches, and it looks like we're all set to go. No changes were made, no pinch hitters, so looks like we're ready for Patrick Graham to get rolling along. And the one on the way, it misses low and in the dirt. Adrian has to pick it up, throwing on down, and couldn't get around the batter who was in the batter's box, which slowed down the throw, nearly got him even still. But Jalen Gellings is over to second base on the pitch that got away from Adrian. So a 1-0 count to Graham, and that one is not called a swing and rolls to a 2-0 count, holding off on that one, Graham. That's a tough one to lay off. Graham, the right-handed hitting shortstop, runner on second with one away. This one sent high in the air towards deep left field. Clayton on the run. He's at the wall and makes the catch going into the Horican Bank side. Throws this one back in to third base, and a nice catch out there. Another big play by Royce Clayton Jr. Even though it advances the runner, that is a big catch by Royce Clayton. And so it sets up James Hankerson Jr. to the plate with a runner on third base and two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters already up four runs. They're feeling pretty good, but feel like they got to close this one off. A fly ball towards left field. It's in foul territory and reaches the fences towards the seating area out there as Mason Onyade tried to track it down. Couldn't quite get to it. So an 0-1 count to Hankerson. Left-handed hitter from FSU. The Florida State Seminoles made a run in the NCAA tournament. This a fly ball out to left field, and that drops down for a hit. RBI single for Hankerson, and shows off some of that clutch hitting ability as he sends home Jalen Gellings. It's now a three-run game in the bottom of the eighth. 9-6. And Hankerson over to first base. Gellings comes home to score, brings up T.P. Wentworth with two outs and a runner on first. Wentworth at the plate. He's 1-for-4 in the game. This pitch misses inside to bring it 1-0. And well, it feels like you really got to get Wentworth here because the man on deck is Matt Hansen. Maybe the Rafters' least favorite player on this squad as the 1-0 count misses outside to bring it 2-0. Hansen batting cleanup for a reason, and he's shown it every time he's taken on the Rafters. But Wentworth up right now, 2-0 count. It is a little inside for ball number three, and really feels like Simpson's got to get out of this one. If another pitcher ends up taking over for him, it would be a save situation. 3-0 count is right across the outside for ball number four, and T.P. Wentworth heading on down to first base and a mound visit from Ziggy, which for the second time this game we've seen Ziggy head out there. I'm not sure if this is necessarily a bullpen change, but it looks like it is. And the man coming into the game, it's Tony Torres for the Rafters, looking to close it down and get a multi-inning save. He's got four outs to record, and we'll see if he can start it off right. He's got runners on first and second. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be the return of the bottom of the eighth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communication.